It is time again for Chekhov Chats. So glad you're along with us. And of course, you know that Chekhov Chats is funded by your beef Chekhov dollars. And remember, dairy producers, that involves you as well more and more these days with our crossbreds. And it's also about making sure that money is dedicated towards research and education, as well as promotion of beef. And in studio with us, Tammy Voss, and she's the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Find out more about what's happening with our Wisconsin Beef Council dollars at beeftips.com. Lots of great stories there, recipes to boot. And I'm guessing you're also going to be able to find details about this event. Coming up, we have got the 2024 Stockmanship Stewardship Event, August 28th, 29th, Lancaster, Wisconsin. Tammy, this is a bigger deal than I think some people may realize.
Well, it certainly is, Pam. This is the first time that Wisconsin has served as host to the Stockmanship Stewardship Event, which is nationally organized and in put together by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program. So every year they host about four of these regional events across the United States, and we're just so pleased to have the opportunity to host it here in Wisconsin. We've partnered with the Iowa and Illinois folks across the borders and Extension and the Beef Councils and Cattlemen's Organizations to make this event happen. So we're certainly hoping to see lots of Wisconsin representation there.
Yeah, for sure. Like we said, the dates are August 28th and 29th. Easy to get to for you. It's in Lancaster. You can find more details online. Stockmanship and Stewardship, spell it all out, .org. What are we going to be doing at this two-day event, Tammy? Give growers a little bit better sense on why they want to prioritize attending.
Well, I think if you've never been to a cattle handling demonstration that is put on by Dr. Ron Gill and Kurt Pate, that would be the first and foremost session that really should pique your interest in attending. These guys do they'll do a shoot side demonstration and they'll work cattle in the ring. Just giving us a better idea on how we know how frustrating it can be at times when you're working cattle at home, trying to get them loaded up onto the trailer or whatnot. So using their natural instincts that our cattle exhibit and how we can think more in that frame of mind, Kurt and Ron do a fantastic job showing us how to improve those skills overall.
We know that it makes a difference as far as the beef is concerned. Stress in animals turns into cutout, shall we say, at the end point in the meat processing. So it is all about low-stress cattle handling. And I see that with respect to our dairy audience, they're not only going to be working the straight-out beef breed cattle, but also the beef-on-dairy cross.
They are. So we'll have two unique groups of cattle coming in, our native beef breeds, of course, but then some of those calves that have been fed on the bottle and are more acclimated to having people around them. So the differences in how we manage and move those two different types of cattle.
Now, we mentioned that this is in cooperation with the Beef Quality Assurance Program, something that all beef producers should be aware of. Do they get credits for attending, Tammy? Is there some classroom information? Give me a little sense more on the agenda and the depth.
Right. So first and foremost, if you're already certified in the Beef Quality Assurance Program, if you attend the 2 days of Stockmanship and Stewardship, that will extend. You'll have to take a test at the end, and then we'll be able to extend your certification by another 3 years. If you're coming up close on that recertification period, which is between the 24 and 25 years here, This will be a great opportunity to do that. Or if you're new to BQA and just want to get that certification in your card to show to the buyers of your cattle, then you'll be able to get that first-time certification too. But yeah, we'll be covering a number of other topics throughout the 2 days of this event, whether it's focused on fitness for transport, on cattle grazing and pasture management overall. We've got someone coming in talking about hairy heel warts and how to best manage them in your beef cattle herd, and a number of other just high-quality speakers that are really applicable to how we are raising cattle here within the Midwest.
Well, and the camaraderie, let's not forget about the pure camaraderie, as Tammy pointed out at the outset. We've got beef producers from quite a large geographic region that are coming to Wisconsin, easy for you to get to. And I see that there are Arlen Crooks is going to be busy trying to show folks around. There's that element, too.
Right. We'll be spending some time at the Lancaster Ag Research Station. But you're absolutely right. It's an opportunity from us not only to learn from the speakers who are coming in to give presentations, but from each other in those side conversations that always occur at these types of meetings. And I want to make for sure to mention, too, that NCBA also has a Rancher Resilience Grant, which can help you cover the registration fee and up to two nights hotel stay that you can apply for that online. So if you just search for Rancher Resilience Grant, you will find that online. But it is a $75 registration, covers your 2 days. There's three meals included in that, and we're just super excited to be bringing it to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to be a great crowd, that's for sure. The website, if you want to take a look at the agenda, Stockmanship and Stewardship. You got to spell that out. Stockmanshipandstewardship.org. Again, the dates are August 28th and 29th. It's going to be held in Lancaster. The website also gives you hotel offerings if you need to stay and want to be in the area. You know, the other thing that I noticed on the tentative agenda, Tammy, is something that you don't get a lot of or a great opportunity all the time, and that is actually hearing from packer reps on what they're looking for when it comes to carcasses these days. These are high-value animals, no doubt. Everybody's still quite amazed at what's going on as far as the prices for these animals. To hear from the packer reps and what they see coming through in the National Beef Quality Audit, that's some very important information to drive this all home.
It really is. So if you haven't had a chance to kind of review some of the top line results from the National Beef Quality Audit, I think folks will find some really interesting data there that, you know, we use that data to bring back into the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And when talking to some of our in-state packers about the results from the most recent audit, it very much is representative of cattle that we are raising here in Wisconsin and issues that are showing up at our packing plants.
Right. So why not try to be proactive when it comes to the animals that you're handling? That's a big part of this focal point. Again, the Stockmanship and Stewardship event coming up August 28th and 29th. And the other item, I want to make sure I'm reaching out to that dairy contingency that's out there. There is a panel discussion that's going to look at selection of genetics on sustainability. More and more, that story is of value to customers if you're selling locker beef or you're selling from the farm or something like that. Sustainability is a key phrase, but it's also sustainability in the story that you're telling to those packer reps, for example. Panel discussion is not a bad way to share a lot of different stories.
It certainly is going to bring in a lot of unique perspectives into that panel discussion. And really to kick off the overall event, we are bringing in the Culver's team to talk to us about, you know, what they're hearing from consumers, why they've implemented their Thank You Farmers campaign. And that's really, again, to just be elevating the overall positive message that we have as farmers to share today with our consumers in practices that we're already implementing, but also what we're looking to do next, whether it be with genetics or other environmental pieces on our operations.
Telling your story, that's what it's all about, and they will help you do it. The 2024 Stockmanship and Stewardship event, very special that it's coming to Lancaster, Wisconsin, August 28th and 29th. Registration is now open, and come on, folks, a full registration, including your meals and all those guest speakers, just $75. You mentioned, Tammy, again, the Resilience Scholarship out there. They should just search National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, and what's the phrase?
Rancher Resilient Grant.
Rancher Resilient Grant, and they'll help you out. Just be sure to invest a little time taking a look at the program and invest some time to be at the Lancaster event August 28th, 29th. Tammy Vossen in studio, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Of course, you'll find more links, more stories, more opportunities on their website as well, beeftips.com, or go direct, stockmanshipandstewardship.com. .org. Your beef checkoff dollars at work. And remember, dairy producers, that's you as well. We'll see you at the Stockmanship Stewardship event August 28th and 29th in Lancaster.